Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas, Arbi HaKasholam, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. And the Gemara Amud Aleph brings a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia. And the Gemara goes with the Shir Shel Yoyim that we say in Beis HaMikdash every day. The Gemara says every day is connected what happened that day in Maase Bereishis. And Rabbi Akiva concludes that we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. That is, Mizmor Shir Le'osid Lovoy, we're talking about the future. Rabbi Nechemia questions Rabbi Akiva, that if so, why are we changing? Why are the first six Mizmorim are talking about the past, and then the seventh is talking about the future? Why are we switching in the middle? So therefore, Rabbi Nechemia goes ahead and says his pshat, and he repeats again the first 6 days once again. He says every one of the Mizmorim that we say every single day. And when he gets to Shabbos, that's when he changes and he says, the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos is not referring to Lo'asid Lovoy, is referring to Shabbos Bereishis, is referring to the Shabbos of the Bria. Then the Gemara says, what is the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia? And the Gemara says, the Machlekes is, how long will be Osid Lovoy? Will it be 1,000 years? Or it's going to be 2,000 years? Rashi explains, if it's 1,000 years. So then when I'm speaking about Shabbos, which is one day, it's connected that 1,000 years or one millennia that will be lost in Lovoy. But if it's 2,000 years, then Shabbos can't be speaking about the future. Shabbos has to be speaking about the past because Shabbos is one day and the future is going to be two millennia, 2,000 years. Now in the Pshat of the Gemara, there's a few very strong questions. Number one, the Gemara is coming and repeating the entire days of the Mizmor Shir, both for Rabbi Akiva, and then again for Rabbi Nechemia. Why are we repeating? There's no machlekes over there. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia agree that Mizmor Shir of every day refers to Maase Bereishis, only regarding Shabbos they're arguing. So why does the Gemara have to repeat it all twice? Second, how does the Gemara answer the question on Rabbi Akiva? Akiva said that the first six are talking about the past, and Shabbos talk about the future. What is the answer to that? And finally, the Gemara comes and says, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nechemia? What are we trying to find another machlokes? We just explained it. That Rabbi Nechemia did not like the pshat of Rabbi Akiva because, according to Rabbi Akiva, the first 6 days speak about the past and Shabbos speak about the future. So that's the machlokes. Why do we have to find another machlokes? All these questions are really asked by the Vilna Gaon on his Kiddushim on the Likutei HaShas over here. And Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And he says, Abshat, he doesn't explain himself enough over here, but he adds more to it in his Perush on Maseches Tomit, Perek Zayin, when the Mishnah over there speaks about the Shir Shoyim. And the Gaon says, the Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that the Mizmor Shir that we have every single day is not referring to only Maase Bereishis, what happened in the past. But as the Gemara tells us, the Shit Alfeshti Kai Me'alma, the world exists for 6,000 years. V'chat Charov, and then it will be destroyed for one or for two, based on the Machloikis later. These 6 millennia, the 6,000 years that we have, that is connected the 6 days of Maase Bereishis. Each millennia is connected one day of Maase Bereishis. And explains the Vilna Gaon, then that's why the Mizmorim that we have in each day are very fitting for what happened in that millennia. The first Mizmor is La Hashem Arotzum Lo'o, the world is full. That's the first 1,000 years of the world before the Mabul, when the world was complete and there's nothing missing over there. The second 1,000, speaking about Har Kodesh, speaking about Beis HaMikdash, because in the second millennia, that's when Har HaMoriah was chosen. That's when the Akedah happened. In the third day, we speak about Elohim Nitzav Adas Kel, the Kosh Baruch Hu created a place for Am Yisrael, because in the 3,000 year of the world, that's when there was Mamad Har Sinai. In the fourth day, we speak about Kel Nekomas Hashem, about the judgment and revenge, because in the fourth millennium of the world is when the Goyim destroyed Beis HaMikdash, and they will be revenged. In the fifth day, we're speaking about the Rino, speaking about the Shir that comes in the world, because in the 5,000 year of the world, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mashiach, there's no Avodah, all we have is the Shir B'Peh. And finally, the sixth day, we speak about Hashem Molech Gehus Lavesh, the Melucha of Hashem, and that's connected to 6 millennia when Mashiach will come, and it will be La Hashem Amlucha. So says the Goyen, the 6 shearing that we have during the 6 days of the week is not referring to the past 6 days of creation. It's referring to the whole sequence of the history of the world. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. That's the reason he's speaking about Shabbos, which comes to Lasadovi. That's the next stage of the sequence. Rabbi Nechemia, on the other hand, argues, and he says the entire song is speaking about the past. The 6 songs of the day are speaking about the Sheish and Bereishis, and the song of Shabbos speaks about Shabbos Bereishis. And this is the Nekudas HaMachlegit between Rabbi Akiva and Nechemia. We're speaking about the Mahalach of the world, or we're speaking about the past, about what happened when Hashem created the world. With this, all the questions are answered. Rabbi Nechemia's question to Rabbi Akiva is not question to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is not talking about 6 days in the past and Shabbos of the future, but he's speaking about the Mahalach of the world from the beginning to end, including Shabbos. Rabbi Nechemia himself learns differently. That's why the Gemara repeats twice the Shir Shel Yoyim of every day, because it's 2 different Shir Shel Yoyim. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're speaking about the Mahalach of the world, and according to Rabbi Nechemia, we're speaking about the past. And finally, the Gemara in the end is asking, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Nechemia? Now the question is understood. So why are they arguing? Rabbi Akiva has a pshat, we're speaking about the future only. Rabbi Nechemia has the pshat, we're speaking about the past only. Why are they arguing? And here the Gemara answers that they're arguing because it depends on how you understand the future. And based on this whole explanation, the Vilna Gaon explains the Gemara differently than Rashi, the opposite of Rashi. Because the Gaon explains that we know Shabbos has something double. Why? Because it says Mizmor Shir, 2 songs, a Mizmor and a Shir. So it's double. What's double? Here comes the Machlokes. Rav Nechemia learns that the Asid Lavoi, there's only 1 millennia. There's only 1 Chad Choruv. Only 1,000 years that is called the Asid Lavoi. So a Korchach, when the Mizmor says Mizmor Shir, there's a double over here, is not referring to the future. Because in the future is only 1. It has to be speaking about the past, about this world, where everything is double in Shabbos, the korban of Shabbos is double, as the Medrash says. Mimele, all the songs that we sing in Beis HaMikdash is speaking about the past and not about the future. But Rabbi Akiva learns that the Mizmor Shir, the doubling of Shabbos is, because Shabbos is a double day, Lasid Lavoi. It's 2,000 years. It's not 1,000, not 1 million like the rest of the days of the week. It's double. And to understand a little more why it's double, look at the Leshem, which I put into the Maariv Mekoymes to explain why in Shabbos it's double, because Shabbos you count the night as well, while the rest of the week you don't count the night. Ayin Sham. But mainly that's the Ikar Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rav Nechemia. Rav Nechemia holds the future is only 1, so the doubling of Shabbos is speaking about the past. And mainly all the Shir Shirim speak about the past. Rabbi Akiva learns that the doubling of Shabbos is in the future, and immediately all the Shir Shirim speak about the future. Here's the big machlokes. What is the Shir Shirim referring to? What happened in Maaseh Bereishis or the history of the world going forward? Anyone who wants to join Shul Machshava email us to WhatsApp group, please email shulmachshava@gmail.com.